The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Patriots Friday, and we are at Bach Exotics on the Auto Mile Route 1 in Norwood. Our Toys for Tots show with the Marines and with Santa Claus and with Santa Bach and with all of you guys. Thanks for being out here this morning. We appreciate that. Thanks for bringing the toys. We're getting up there, but there's plenty of time. We're here till 10, so drop off a new unwrapped toy or two for the Marines and for kids for this Christmas, and certainly it'll go a long way. So we thank you so much for doing that already, and we look forward to seeing you guys before the end of the show this morning on a Patriots Friday. We'll have Rob Ninkovich with us in about a half an hour. Tomorrow, it is the 11th annual Jingle All the Way 5K, so see you bright and early tomorrow morning in the Seaport in the city. And Curtis said, real feel 17 degrees, which means with my Achilles, I will not be able to run.
All right. And
actually, so I'm going to have to watch this one from afar.
And if you get there early, the Snowport, it's a big day. It's $60 scone Saturday. So,
well, you could do that. Like, if you have a family, you could come in, take in the Jingle All the Way 5K, go to the Snowport.
Yeah.
We have the – I want to thank our guy Sully and everybody over at the Boston Celtics for what they do for us and for the radio station all year. And Sully came up with some great seats for the winners, both men and women, Jingle All the Way 5K. And Sully listens to this show every day, so I want to thank Sean Sullivan for that.
And if you haven't gotten your tree yet, you could run the 5K and then go over to Christmas Trees for me.
Yes, that's right.
And get your
too.
Tree and they'll deliver it
yep.
right to
oh,
you. Everything. You can get everything there.
And literally, you don't have to run. You don't have to participate. You can join us. You'll be able to catch a very special holiday edition of the Ken and Curtis Show at the Grand. That is 9 to noon. That's where the after party is. And then the after party featuring Greg Nogg is happening at Seaport Social. So,
hey, what time?
1 to 3.
1 to 3, okay.
Or 1 to 5.
1 to 5.
When are you making your way over?
I'm going to try to pull up. I have an event at Clean Eats in Danvers from 12 to 2.
Ooh, Clean Eats.
Yeah. It's a very, very, very good meal prepping service.
Oh.
Sign an autograph. So I might pull up afterwards for some Greg Nogg.
Okay, all right.
I just wanted to know what time. I don't do any running, so I could never participate in the run.
You were a professional athlete.
Oh, that was a long time.
I would assume you had to run.
Yeah, it's run for like 5 seconds and then stop, and then be at 40 seconds to redo it again.
All right. Well, look forward to seeing you tomorrow. But right now, we got to get to guest leads if we have any. Hopefully, you brought a lead or two with you. Come on up. Step right up. Go see Ken Laird right now. This is your moment. Couple minutes on air. It doesn't matter what you say,
right.
As long as it's
clean.
Clean, FCC appropriate, or Shime can dump out.
The gentleman in the Patriots shirt looks like Monty, The straight out back.
Right. Like Jim Montgomery?
Yeah.
He does. Yeah, doppelganger.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Or maybe that is Jim Montgomery.
All right.
Well, free breakfast. Maybe Jim Montgomery's here. Sir, hello. How are you? Step right up. What is your name?
Scott.
Scott, happy holidays.
Same to you.
Best wishes to you and yours at this most joyous time of year. Your lead this morning.
That is not an ugly sweater.
That is a nice sweater. That is the Numbnuts Christmas sweater. I noticed autographed by Numbnuts himself.
Yeah, it's
absolutely.
Worth, yes. 17 cents.
What is your lead this morning?
So my lead actually has to do with Curtis.
Yeah.
So first of all, I wanted to say great job on the new contract. Well deserved. We enjoy listening to you. So
thank you.
I'm glad to have you on the air for a while more. Second, what's in the works for a new merchandise for Chris Curtis? Numbnuts.
Oh, well. That's been part of the deal. I've been working with Peter Millar on a new collab. The Numbnuts stuff comes straight from Ashley and the Greg Hill Foundation.
All right, so we'll work on something new?
Yeah, we'll work on something. You can never have enough Chris Curtis Numbnuts stuff, right?
We'll work on something
new.
Thank you. All right.
Ken, do you have a guest lead?
We could get a guest lead from Ken. It'd be like old times. All right, step right up. Yes, sir. Hello.
Good morning, everybody. How are we?
I think I hear high-pitched Jeff, regular caller of the show.
Look at you. Your memory's getting better at your old age.
Okay, all right. Your lead this morning, Jeff.
So the one reason Juan Soto's not coming to Fenway Park is because no spicy mustard.
Is that the reason why Juan Soto's not going to come here?
He wants that for his pretzels.
Where do you stand on, do you think the Red Sox get him?
No, John Henry's a putz.
I mean, I feel like they could get one.
If you give me tickets, I'll sell them for a dollar. But they stink.
So you think that John Henry is a putz and he will not get Juan Soto?
Not at all. Yeah. He doesn't care.
I think he can get Juan Soto some spicy mustard.
All right. Further guest leads, please step right up. This is your moment, ladies and gentlemen.
I have a question because you and Ernie were going back in time for 20 years doing this show. Ernie gives some good presents. We've seen your birthday and stuff. Yes. What's the best gift that Ernie's maybe ever given you?
He gave gave everybody a Rolex on the old show.
A Rolex?
Including Spaz.
Wow.
A long time ago.
What?
That was a long time ago.
What? For what?
You missed that. For Christmas. That
was
Can we bring that back?
For a Christmas gift?
you want to bring that back?
Yeah, you know how you have all those things you used to do on AAF? Didn't you have
Did
like
Spaz
the smoke
cry?
Of the week?
Huh? Did Spaz cry?
Yeah, he sold it immediately.
No way.
Yes. No. No.
Oh.
Good morning, sir.
Bring
good
that
morning.
Back.
Good morning. What is your name?
Paul.
Paul, where are you from?
Weston.
All right. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you and the whole group.
And hopefully, are you giving the help a day off over in Weston for the holiday or no?
I'm retired, so I have every day off.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Your lead this morning?
I have to take a little issue with Courtney and I think Wiggy as well. We're lauding Dan Campbell for the 4th-and-1 call near the end of the game.
Yeah.
But what about the dumb 4th-and-1 call at the end of the third quarter when he's on his own 30-yard line, didn't make the first down, and then Green Bay went in and scored?
That's a great point, but I think that Dan Campbell shows his true colors when even after that, he then goes for it again. So for me, that shows a coach that still is showing that he believes with his team. And so it can go both ways, right?
Well, yeah, because the other way is, he had to somehow make up for that boneheaded play.
Correct.
So he took he went double or nothing.
Correct. So I think it ends up being, are you a Dan Campbell fan or not? So I guess I can look at it glass half full, and then others can be, he's a bonehead.
Yeah. Well, but that's why he got a lot of criticism early in his career, because you're like, what are you doing? That's just stupid. And I think Mayo is a little bit more of, and when I say defensive-minded, a little bit more of, like, I told you, I was listening to Bill on the Manicast on the last Monday Night Football game, and I believe it was the Baltimore game, and Bill talked about, this is the perfect time to kick a field goal and go up 10-0, I think what the point in time in the game was, and the coach went for it, and Bill was just like, I don't get it, and they were talking about that. So sometimes you got to be careful when you are aggressive, because when you do make calls that don't go your way, you are looked at as being a bonehead.
But if you were Robert Kraft, it wouldn't give you at least pause when you hear that Mike Vrabel is interested in coaching the Jets, is interested in coaching in your division,
mm-hmm.
He's a guy that you know, a guy that you had in your suite last season.
That would be the worst outcome. If he's in your division and you struggle again next year, Mike Vrabel twice a year with your biggest rival in the, you know, in the conference, coming into Gillette Stadium and, you know, rubbing your face in it. That would be if I don't know if Bill, if Robert Kraft sullied Bill's name with Arthur Blank, if that story's real or not. But if I were Kraft, I would do the Vrabel dossier and send it to the Jets to keep him from getting that job, because that would be an absolute. If think of that, if Vrabel's successful coaching the Jets,
Wiggy said he's gonna be, and that it's a quick turnaround.
But
and the, that,
if you're so, Robert, Greg, if you're Robert, there, and you're somebody who, with him, we know he likes for people to look at his reputation, and he wants it to be positive. He wants the persona of who he is to be positive and doing the right thing. There's no way that you could be Robert Kraft and identify Mayo 5 years ago, put all these clauses in to keep Mayo so he didn't take a head coaching job somewhere else a couple of years ago, and then fire him after 1 year. Okay. That would be the worst look by Robert Kraft.
What is a worse look if it takes Gerard Mayo a considerable amount of time to get to the point that Mike Vrabel is at when it comes to coaching experience and knowing what he's doing? What's a worse look?
But he'll, what he'll do is
that's
after,
a 5 year and also you're
but he
putting,
won't wait 5 years.
You're putting the you've got the quarterback,
right?
You're putting his development at risk, maybe with an inexperienced head coach.
Right, and you could argue that Vrabel was only missing a quarterback that prevented him from winning in Tennessee.
He did what he did with Tannehill, with Ryan Tannehill.
Right. What was he like as a teammate, Wiggs?
Oh, Vrabel was a great guy. He was, you know, I think his personality was one of those, like, no-nonsense type of guys. Basically, what he said as a player, you believed him, and he backed it up all the time. So that's a great element to being a coach. There's no sugarcoating that.
But players maybe don't like that anymore.
Right. No,
we always talk
about
that.
Maybe they don't, but I'm saying with the Kraft thing, it's just at least after next year, if Mayo's not successful and they add some pieces, at least Robert could say, well, we tried, we made a mistake, and we were wrong.
Yeah.
If he does it now, it's just a bad look on him if he, you know, says, oh, I identified this guy 5 years ago and I still have the greatest coach.
Okay, he didn't.
What do you mean?
He didn't identify him as the head coach 5 years ago.
All right, but that's the rumor out there.
That's what he says. I just don't.
Did you tell Hannon that you identified me when we took that one private jet to Atlanta together?
Yes, I did. This is Walter from Boston. Hey, Walter, good morning.
Yeah, guys, this one's the most baffling thing to me. Just hear me out, Wiggy. Listen to this. I watched Vrabel's whole career, and never one time did Vrabel inherit the worst roster in the NFL? So you got to at least see what Mayo looks like with players. You can't. You guys already want him gone. When think about it, De'Aaron Lowe's your left tackle. No team in the NFL won him. He was a practice squad player, so he's a USFL guy. At least see what it looks like 1 year. Next year, get the guy at least some decent players. But all I hear on the radio is you guys saying, oh, he should be going. I watched Vrabel when he came in his rookie year. They weren't considered to be last place in the league. They were considered to be low, but not last place. This guy has nothing. Anthony Jennings is your left tackle. DN. He would maybe start on three teams in the league.
Walter, going into this season, Walter, you and everybody else told me they would have more wins than Bill did this season.
I didn't say that.
Well, a lot
you
of people
guys,
did.
I call you guys all the time.
No, 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 no. I took the under, Greg. I took the under. You're capping now. I took the under.
I call all the time. I did not say that. I said, with this, you got to at least see if they get players. And then when they tried to get players, we gave them a little credit for that, but nobody wanted to come here. You've got to at least
Walter,
give them another year.
Name one area.
Name the time Vrabel had this loss to Greg. Greg, name the time Vrabel had this battle loss in one big game.
Minus this quarterback.
So how can you want him gone? Everybody that looks like me listens to this radio station and thinks, this brother ain't got a chance, man.
I appreciate it, Walter. Thank you. I just name an area where they got better other than Drake May.
But I tell you, if Vrabel was the head coach this year, they would basically be doing the same. They might have a couple more wins.
Okay.
Because the only reason why, because I don't think Vrabel would allow them to say, you can't start Drake May in week one. That's the thing. If I was Mayo and I'm with Walter, like I'm not ready to move on from Mayo after 1 year. But the one piece of advice that I would give Mayo is, listen, it's you're going to be the one that goes down with it. So go down your way. When they say we're not playing Drake May, you say, I don't give a F what you're saying. Yeah. I'm the head coach.
But he's a nice guy. It's the old expression about I'd rather get fired for doing what I want to do, not get fired for doing what somebody else tells me.
Right, but
see, if he loses his job, it's not because of the on-the-field stuff as much as it is for the way in which he's contributed to issues at the podium, the way he's dealt with things, the way almost weekly now he'll say something Sunday and change it on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think he said anything that bad that the Crafts would fire him for.
He said on Monday that he has to stop using hypotheticals because the last week I said, would you coach differently?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be more a bigger disciplinarian if you had a better roster? And he said, yes.
He got yelled at for that.
That's why he did.
I agree with Courtney. I think they're probably saying to him, hey, Gerard, use the first year when talking to the media as a good learning lesson to change some of them things. And I think that's something that he'll look at in the mirror after the season and go, okay, I need to word things a little bit better.
Neutralize. Bam.
I am fine with learning on the job.
Yeah.
I just don't know if the head coach of a professional football team or the New England Patriots specifically where they are now is one that you want somebody learning on the job.
It's
a ramp up.
You never answered this question. I think maybe Curtis asked it, and I'll ask it again. After last year, Belichick had 4 wins. The team was in disarray. There was issues. You weren't beating the drum about fire Bill.
No.
But you're beating the drum in Mayo's first year, where maybe the team will end up with the same amount of wins, but you're beating the drum for Mayo to get fired in his first year rather than Bill, who was in like year 24, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, does Mayo have the use of an exponentially better quarterback?
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
I'm judging him on that. Like I'm judging him on the on and off the field discipline. I'm judging him on the coaching errors that he makes in the football game. I'm judging him on telling us that you can't change the culture of an organization at all the first year. Like what are you talking about? That's what you're there for. Like you're there to change the culture. So all right. Well, anyway, great guest leads. Thank you to everybody with guest leads this morning. We are at Bach Exotics, Auto Mile, Route 1 in Norwood. Rob Ninkovich will be with us at 8, and then we got a Pudge's Pal later.
Gal's Best Pal in Saugus.
All right,
Munchkin.
That is coming up, and Nick Costos will tell you how to wager this weekend coming up at 9:30.